everybody, it's Angela here. We are still not having a real episode of So What Do We Do This Week. Storm is away. He's in a park. He's in a park with Wilderness, and I don't know what he's doing there, but he's there, and therefore was not able to record with me today. I, on the other hand, am still sick, which is ending, I think. I'm going to give you a quick rundown that Storm gave me before he left. And then I will give you a quick offset, and that'll be your mini episode this week. So Storm sent this to me. He said, "You can tell them that I say Trump is a monster, the administration is stocked with bigoted racist gangsters, and the GOP isn't proving itself to be any better." So that's what Storm says. And I will tell you that today I met a dog that had a head like a bear, like it had little ears. Little round ears. It was pretty great. I was also thinking that maybe we should make a reboot of Star Trek that only had dogs that looked like bears in it. Or maybe they could be dogs with all different ears and foreheads, because that's mostly what Star Trek is that all the different aliens have different ears and foreheads. So that's my pitch. If you could think about that for a while. Maybe they could go to a planet with cats, and it could be an analog for racism. Star Trek did that a lot. And maybe they could have a love story between two of the dogs, and they could go on a date to 10 Forward where there were other dogs there. Maybe one of the dogs would play the trumpet, like Riker. That would be pretty good. I'm trying to think, I don't know if this would be animated or it would be like that sketch they did on Sesame Street sometimes where they gave the dogs real hands. I don't really care for that. It's a little uncanny valley for me. So maybe the dogs would be, we could figure out some sort of other practical effect that didn't involve real human hands, but did involve snuggly dogs with snuggly costumes on. Maybe we just let the dogs loose and just see what they do, you know, like give them some toys, let them run around. And then we can figure out the plot later. It'll be like an improvised kind of thing. That's very popular these days. Right? Okay. I'm going to think about it some more. And I hope you do too. If you have any good plots for the Star Trek dog show that with dogs that look like bears, if anybody knows what kind of dog that is, I would also welcome that information. Give us a tweet. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening to this. I'm sorry we don't have another real episode, but I'm sure when we both get back to reality, we will be doing that for you very soon. Love, 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 love. Bye.